Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this December the 7th on the West Coast, now December the 8th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I want to welcome all those listening in around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network. Many of you are already into the 8th. Of December, so we wish you, in case you didn't tune in yesterday, a belated Pearl Harbor Day. What a tragic day that was. A lot of interesting information coming out about the setup for Pearl Harbor Day. Of course, we had one in more recent times, only that one occurred on 9/11/2001, and they call it the attack on the World Trade Center. Isn't it interesting that they attack the buildings and then they attack the banks and they attack the corporations and they attack the mom and pop stores and they attack all the homeless people and they attack people that had homes that are now living out on the streets while they continue to attack the banks. Raid the banks is what we should really say. That's a topic for another show, but we shouldn't forget the history that we have, especially the repeated wars that seem to incessantly follow one another as a small clique of madmen enrich themselves, gorge themselves on disaster, on murder, on sickness, and on the destruction of the planet. And we should consider what kind of beings those are. We've talked about that on many shows. We may talk about that tonight. A little bit of news here. I get a lot of news in the email, and I have to check it out, and I have really nothing to go on as far as where this came from. It came from a source that usually gives the source, so one can check it out a little further, but it's something to speculate on, if nothing else. Florida court sets atheist holy day. Gotta love this judge. You must read this, a proper decision by the courts for a change. Florida court sets atheist holy day in Florida. That's the best place to do it, I guess, if you're going to do it. The Florida court in Florida. An atheist created a case against the upcoming Easter and Passover holy days. He hired an attorney to bring a discrimination case against Christians and Jews and observances of their holy days. The argument was that it was unfair that atheists had no such recognized days. The case was brought before a judge. After listening to the passionate presentation by the lawyer, the judge banged his gavel, declaring, "Case dismissed." The lawyer immediately stood objecting to the ruling, saying, "Your Honor, how can you possibly dismiss this case? The Christians have Christmas, Easter, and others. The Jews have Passover, Yom Kippur, and Hanukkah. Yet my client and all other atheists have no such holidays." The judge leaned forward in his chair, saying, "But you do. Your client, counsel, is woefully ignorant." The lawyer said, "Your Honor, we are unaware of any special observance or holiday for atheists." The judge said, "The calendar says April 1st is April Fool's Day. Psalm 14:1 states, 'The fool says in his heart, there is no God.' Thus, it is the opinion of this court that if your client says there is no God, then he is a fool. Therefore, April 1st is his day." Court is adjourned. You gotta love a judge that knows his scripture. So, it sounds real. Certainly God is real. And God is watching what is going on. How can we say what's really happening around the world? Well, we're going to talk about a few things. Last night's show seemed to create somewhat of a stir. I haven't heard so much talk, actually, about the young lady that was sitting almost nude in a wheelchair, allegedly at the Oklahoma City airport. We debunked that. In fact, someone sent me a clip of a dancing Japanese girl that dances and sings, totally robotic. So we know that they've had robotics for plenty of time, and those of you who were all worried and up in arms about what the TSA was doing should regroup and consider that everybody's been basically hoodwinked. For a few moments anyway, a few hours. And all of this is intended to probably drive us to accept a solution, which would be to avoid the scanning, to avoid the pat-downs, accept maybe a national ID card or some special card for flying that's used as an international ID. We'll talk about that and some other things as we go along. First, let's hear from Mr. Donald Fagen and a message in a song called IGY.
Thank you.
Well, before I get into my message, I want to thank Donald Fagen for that wonderful music. That is many years old, actually. It's been out there for a while, but the message still applies. And I want to let you know we have some good news. We do bring good news whenever we have it here on Evident Footprints. Want to let you know that BBSradio.com is now streaming at 64K. What does that mean? Well, the sample rate is very high. For the number of shows we do, that's quite an accomplishment. There are multiple streams on BBS Radio. If you haven't checked it out, we want to encourage you to make a small investment, which goes a long, long way in keeping us on the air and keeping us bringing you good programming and fabulous archives. The archives, I'm told, as of December 1st, are all in 64K. And let me tell you, being a professional my whole life in the recording industry, that's welcome news. You should hear how clear the sound is on my end. And if you're listening online, of course, you should be hearing stereo and that warm, fuzzy feeling that we seem to get so little of these days. Please be sure to subscribe, if you haven't, to Evident Footprints. For a nominal fee, you can download all the backdated Evident Footprints radio shows going back to November 26th, 27th of 2007, all the way up to today. Of course, the archive isn't available until sometime after the show concludes. But you can also subscribe to all the other hosts' archives. So there are a great number of shows to listen to. BBS Radio plays music throughout the day. They promote a lot of independent artists from around the world. And I've been trying to get some of those folks on my show, actually. It's a little bit difficult. They're that independent. But if you've listened to the music at all, it's great. Great stuff. And you don't hear it on mainstream. That's the marvelous thing. It's pretty exclusive. So please help the show stay on the air. Help the network and their bandwidth costs. They're making it as good as possible for you. And you can reciprocate and help us all out. Well, you know, we hear so much. It seems like we have one scandal after another, whether you're talking about the banks or you're talking about things going on in the medical community, the pharmaceutical companies, the oil companies, the food companies, the seed companies. And you can probably think of a million other companies or situations where you yourself have been affected in a negative way by what's going on. The raising of taxes, secret bills that are being passed, as if we should just lie down and take it. And a lot of people are upset. And then on top of this, we have all these psyops going on. Things to play with your mind, things to unsettle you, to really not give you any peace. We debunk a false flag event like the Fort Hood shooting or 9/11. There have been many, many others that haven't been talked about. You have this saber rattling going on across the planet, and probably the American government is fault the most because of all the corruption that's going on in the banking system. And they're buttressing the accounts of foreign bankers who have stolen their clients' money and basically played the same Ponzi schemes for many, many years. This has been going on. This is not something new. It's just that they've been able to adapt all of this technology, computers, software, communications, high-speed data transmissions, and they've figured out a game where they can just keep making money. And I keep stressing that this is all an illusion. It plays a part in one sense in your everyday life. Because if you don't have money, you can't buy anything. And that's very important to a lot of people because they've been programmed to buy. That's why they call us consumers. They want us to consume their products. They want us to eat them. They want us to own them. They want us to, they don't want us to take care of them, that's for sure, because if they did want us to take care of them, they'd build quality into them. Now, there are some exceptions in the manufacturing sector where there are some good products being made. Those are very expensive. Those are very hard to come by. And instead, we've been given the parallel that we get in education or the quality of spiritual food that we get in a religious organization. There, where there exists mind control and brainwashing and propaganda and outright lying to the people, lying about history, lying about the nature of God, lying about the nature of man, lying about all the secrets that the government keeps, keeping your mind in a state of fear, in a state of... sort of in a state of insecurity about your own self, a low self-esteem, that somehow you have to earn your right to be on this planet, or you have to earn your right to be accepted by your peers or these phony leaders. And it doesn't matter if it's in politics or business or religion or education. They're all a bunch of stuffed penguins, in my opinion, flaunting their fingers at you while their thumbs are secured underneath their vest. You know the picture I'm talking about. If you've seen Batman, the character, the penguin is the perfect individual. They lie to us day in and day out about the economy, the country's financial status, the deficit, they like to call it. They always say they're balancing the deficit. And what they're really doing is juggling. They're juggling. And they should be in a circus because they're some of the biggest clowns around. Oh, my goodness. Think about that a little bit. I'm going to play a little bit more music. This is something from the Doobie Brothers. They ask a question: how do the fools survive?
Show us the way. just giving up the blame to me. Oh, how do the fools say that?
The good old days of the standard fade-out. That's when the music gets softer and softer and softer and sort of just takes you off into another world. I wonder how many people are turning to God. That's been something on my mind last night and all day today. I wonder how many people are actually getting on their knees and praying. Of course, we're not talking about those Florida atheists that are going to wait until April Fool's Day. You know, faith plays a very important part in the outcome of whatever goes on this planet. Whether you read about it on the internet or in a newspaper, in a magazine, whether you see it on TV, or on mainstream radio, which is highly controlled. Certain topics are not allowed to go over the airwaves with threats made by advertisers who don't want certain things, certain truths disclosed, which might reveal the quality of their products or the danger of the products that they sell, or just the general quality in terms of how long it's going to last or how effective it is. Pharmaceutical drugs are the perfect example where they spend 5 seconds telling you how much you need this product, talk to your doctor, and then they spend 2 minutes or the remainder of a two-minute advertisement telling you all the things that can go wrong, including killing you. Yet, in this insane world, nobody bears responsibility for that. Oh, you can sue. Except you can't sue the pharmaceutical companies because they've paid off all the politicians to pass legislation which holds them harmless for killing people. It's murder. It's actually premeditated murder when they know that these drugs are unsafe. And they're putting things in your food and in your water. Really, the garbage dump is in the things that they sell us. The garbage dump is the places where they sell these things. And that ends up in our bodies, affecting our minds, and turning off the circuitry to who we really are, because we are multidimensional beings. We are powerful beings. And we've been gifted by the Creator to do miraculous things. They're miraculous to us now because we don't understand or realize that these are common occurrences when you're in a higher state of consciousness and you know who you are. So what we're experiencing these days, which is all based in fear, by the way, and disinformation, you know, they would say that I'm a conspiracy nut or I'm a conspiracy theorist. They are the conspirators, and I merely talk about their conspiracies. That's all I do. This isn't theory. One can only theorize how long it'll be until they keel over themselves for all the evil they've committed. Or one can only theorize the penalty they'll pay in eternity for all the misery and death and destruction that they've created in their meager little existences. Oh, they may have a lot of money, but that, you know, when they take their pants off, I'm sure the TSA people would get some kicks. But let's cut some slack on the TSA people because they're being used as the scapegoat to push you into a national ID and DNA testing. And Lord knows what else they have in mind. I have a special guest, a surprise guest with me right now, who understands these things very well. He's frequently on Evident Footprints. He's a polymer chemist and a chemtrail opposition researcher and good friend, Dr. Michael Castle. Dr. Mike, are you with us?
Yes. Yes, I am, Don. Am I there?
Yes, you are.
Very good. Well, top of the morning to – no, bottom of the morning to you and to the good Starship Alliance and all the good people that's there. Top of the morning to you.
Well, I'm glad you could join us. There is a topic that we want to discuss. We want to give a little bit of attention to someone who has taken a stance to inform people about what's going on. I haven't met this individual, although I'm familiar with his work, and I'm familiar somewhat with the dilemma that he's been having recently, and you brought something to my attention this evening, and I felt that it was important enough that we talk about this on the show, since there are millions of people around the world listening in right now, and you know who of whom I speak, so... If you would, tell the listeners.
Okay. I've got a good friend. He's over in Mount Shasta, California. His name is Dane Wigington. A very bright young man. Well, whether he's young or not doesn't really make a difference. So he's getting up in years like we all have. But he's fought a very, very good battle against the chemtrails. He lives somewhere in the proximity of somewhere on top of this mountain. And... he also participated in a gathering, if you will, for the somewhere in the locale, I believe Redding, California, just in the last week, where they had a viewing. The public came in, about 500 and some people, viewing Michael Murphy's What in the World Are They Spraying? And he also sat on a panel there. Lots of questions. Don't know a lot of details about the meeting, but he sent me an email yesterday. You know, I asked him and Mario both about this particular gathering, and he said, "Oh, it went very well, so on and so forth." But I guess when they got home, living up on somewhere on the top of Mount Shasta, he claims that in fact they had at least three large size jet aircraft flying relatively low, I presume spraying something. And at the same time, you have to also guess that it was so loud it rattled the windows. He also had a fighter jet do the same thing, like buzz, very low proximity, and this rattled him. Him and those people that lived up in that area. Now, I'm just telling you based on what he, in fact, put in an email that I got from somebody over there. It was just forwarded. These people were virtually held hostage in their own home. He called it prisoners because the U.S. Forest Service, which we know has been highly infiltrated by the CIA for black operations purposes throughout California, throughout all the region that has forest. But they apparently closed a gate, shut a road down, the primary road that goes up to this one area where they, in fact, have all their residences. The only way out is some dirt road, dirt gravel road. You know, it's just, it's not insanity, Don, but this is the way that these types, I mean, it's just like at Ruby Ridge. They wait until these people get really angered and really ticked, like they did with the American Indians and certain tribes, the same thing. They wait until they get just so impatient with somebody not doing anything, and they really can't go anywhere. So they're virtually held prisoner in their own home. They can't go anywhere. Well, I thought that should be an alert, because whoever is around that particular area, I wrote Dane and I said, you should, in fact, file a complaint with the local county sheriff. So there's a paper trail. And I also, in fact, would file a complaint with the Federal Aviation Administration in that locale for Mount Shasta, California, around Redding.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he's taken up some of those things, and I think he, in fact, will do that. I wrote him an email and tried to get him to come on the show this evening. Never got a response back, so apparently he shut down and didn't get my message, I would presume. But there's a whole lot of people in this world, ladies and gentlemen, that in fact are suffering through at the hands of this tyrannical bunch of minions that are just insistent that you're going to in fact breathe these chemicals in the air that you breathe every day, along with your children. Everything that's living, and Dane Wigington, in fact, was just so upset because all these beautiful conifers, all these trees on that mountain just started dying. And this was years ago when I started talking to him about it. Made some suggestions on how to, let's say, stem the tide of this die-off, and it just didn't seem to be anything. Now, Dane also has a home that is virtually completely solar powered. Boy, I really take my hat off to guys like this. Knows how to do that. His original complaint was that they didn't work right based on manufacturer's standards of what the capacities were for output, because the sunlight had been diminished by at least 20%. So that was his original complaint. Of course, if you got a solar powered home, you're going to complain about stuff like that. A lot of money went into it. Well, that was just the beginning. Now it's even worse. Now he's being held hostage, and I, in fact, believe it was directly associative with his being at this gathering, if you will, seeing that film, telling people, in fact, what the chemtrails are, what the plans are to, in fact, just he said on that panel. So it is a vendetta. They, in fact, are trying to intimidate him and all those people up there for whatever reason. I just hope he, in fact, makes it public, because that's the only thing that will stop and push these types of minions back. Now, we got the U.S. Forest Service, and I would presume that you've got the DNR, you've got the EPA, everybody with knowledge. You know, I've called many times publicly on these airwaves on many different shows for a complete abolishment of the state EPAs, starting with the state EPA and the Department of Natural Resources, the Bureau of Land Management, and I'm going to throw in the USDA there too, because they're nothing more than the marketing arm of Monsanto. So all these things, in fact, are in play, but we need, in fact, to abolish the what's called the Environmental Protection Agency. They are not about protection. They are complicit in all of these things that are going on, including the chemtrails, by far. And, in fact, I would also venture to say they've, in fact, also are now working for these contractors that put these things and these aircraft into the air. So it is that bad, ladies and gentlemen. That's just how corrupt these things are.
And now, when
you've got no clue.
Yeah, when you say that the screening was of the movie What in the World Are They Spraying, which is a co-production of G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island and many other books, and Michael Murphy, you're not talking about skunks. This is...
No.
this is the chemtrails.
Excellent, excellent productions. The truth comes out. And I think they got seven separate segments to that. And it is excellent. I would recommend everybody take a look at this. Even though you think you know what they are, just take a look. There's things in there that you'll say, that's just hard to believe. I can tell you that everything that you see in that video production or any of these others is factual. That's what is completely held back from the public, with full knowledge of the government. I even hate to use that phrase. You know, as I've told the story many a times, not one elected official. I could go through the litany of the ones that I've tried to get to respond to just those types of words, chemtrails, aerosolized heavy metals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not one. Not even Dr. Ron Paul will answer that question about chemtrails.
Well,
nor will Dennis Kucinich, T. Berry, Bart Gordon. I mean, just right on down the pecking order of people who are supposed to be something in this Congress or the Senate. They, in fact, completely hide every bit of truth that there is about chemtrails and what are the missions. Well, we really don't need to ask them. We already know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to, in fact, extinguish every natural life form that there is on this planet.
Yeah,
and more than likely replace it with something else.
Despite the fact that they're saying that this is not going on, what would provoke meteorologists, the weathermen on TV and on the radio, to describe this as a military exercise, the Air Force doing radar masking maneuvers? I mean, we have airplanes flying across the country nonstop, day and night. Would you want to block their radar? Why would you want to attempt to block the radar? So it's ludicrous what they're saying.
Well, in the American Meteorological Society, which most of those belong to, in fact, they feel that unless they go along with this, they're going to be caught, in fact, divulging something that could be used against them and firing them or terminating them for national security.
Yeah.
This is so far away from that word, that phrase. It is just so laughable. I tell you, that's just – but they all feel that this is what this is about, and they will not contact you. They will not talk to you about it. I've tried for years to, in fact, to talk directly to Jim Ganahl here in this city. He's the chief meteorologist, and I've since found out that he has the definite description of being a troglodyte and a reptilian. But be it as it may, there's just so many people that, in fact, will deny and deny and deny and deny. And if you get a hold of any of these elected officials, if you can get past their aides and their staff, I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that is the problem with communicating with our elected officials. They've got these little Hitlers in there. They're not going to let there be a flow of any information whatsoever. I'll assure you that's the problem.
Yeah, and they always use this argument, national security. You know, this is a secret. This is a top secret issue. This is ridiculous. Is there any security for people in the job market? Is there any security for them in their homes? Is their money safe being in the hands of these criminals in their banks?
No, sir. They're pirates.
Or
absolute paper, pirates.
You know, we could go on and on and on about that. It's alleged that Governor Mike Huckabee recently said, if we want to keep our nation's secrets secret, store them where President Obama stores his college transcripts and birth certificate. I mean, we have to we have to laugh about this too, because
yes, we do.
That's a good one.
And again, it's the Matrix, and the Matrix is all orchestrating all this. Every single bit of it is orchestrated by a Matrix, and that's not a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, they invented that phrase as well. They invented that phrase, just like the Air Farce calls this a hoax. It's just a hoax. They still say that to this day, that this is a hoax. You know what? It is a hoax. That's why I call them the U.S. Air Farce, because they, in fact, are useless in protecting us against anything. They are participants in this. They, in fact, are relevant in the deployment of many of these chemtrails, which are actually weaponized systems.
Yes. Now, look, going back to Dane Wigington's case, you described that the roads are blocked off around in the vicinity of his house. Are any of his neighbors affected by this, or is this?
Yes. The neighbors are affected as well.
Okay.
Because he made a comment that they can't go anywhere unless they want to go down that gravel road or that dirt road. So take that picture for what is
worth. They anticipating happening should they go down that? I mean, what do they run into? A gate, a fence, a roadblock?
He said a gate had been closed, and they can't go through the gate. Again, which is the only approach to the particular area that he's talking about, nor his neighbors can go there either. Apparently, they got up there and they closed it behind them, so that told them something. Now, I don't want to go making a much bigger thing about this than it is, but I know what he wrote in that one message that someone else sent to me. So there it is. That's what I know about it. And I just wished he would call in maybe some other time. But see, these are the voices that need to come out while they're happening, because shows such as yours, all these shows, if that person has a voice, this notoriety and exposure, these minions will melt away. They'll either melt away or they'll get more aggressive, one of the two.
Yeah. Well,
that's about all you can say about it.
On a past show, actually a couple of shows, and this is going back to 2008, if I recall, or early, yeah, 2008, I had a guest on, whose name I won't mention, who was intimating that, and I have to say he, she, because this person was in the middle of a sex change operation and had been invited to the inner earth through an opening under Mount Shasta. And I'm wondering if Dane knows about that opening. He can go down there and visit the Agarthans, and they can help him out. Of course, I'm saying that a bit tongue-in-cheek. He said the Agarthans were going to come out after they dig a hole at the North Pole. So doesn't sound like it'll be that.
Well, maybe Mount Shasta has a trapdoor somewhere. You know?
Well, I'm sure. We're not trying to really, folks, we're not trying to make fun of this situation. There are all kinds of possibilities. You got to think outside the box. But certainly, we can pray for Dane Wigington and his family and their safety, and that the truth keep coming out, and leave it at that. What do you say, Mike?
Yes, and we pray for them and their safety, but at the same time, we need to pray that we are relieved of these minions that keep spraying these face of this earth, and they've done it for so long. You remember I mentioned I got a note from a Mr. Francis Mangala. Now, he's in one of these videos with Mike Murphy. He does the soil testing. He was just stunned when he actually found out the levels of aluminum that were in the soils. Well, someone sent him a a piece of information about wheat up in Oregon. In fact, culminating in hundreds to maybe possibly thousands of acres of wheat. It's all turning yellow. Looks like it's dying. So I just wrote Francis a email back, and I said he was talking about how he can test for aluminum and barium and so on and so forth if necessary, and that's great. But I also asked him how difficult it would be to field screen for manganese, because there's something going on here. I've detected they've changed the chemtrails in their composition. They've shifted from aluminum, barium into some other forms. And yes, I don't have designs on what it is, but I know that it in fact contains manganese. Manganese, and they in fact put this out there in the form of a crystalline blue type of aerosol. Dibromo difluoro at the same time, benzenes, and an ultramarine violet blue colorant, which is a crystallite. They've aerosolized this that stays up in the air for a very long period of time. Manganese has got some extremely unusual toxicities when it's in parts over so many parts per million. I don't care what life form it is, it will change things. And you don't understand it. Dr. Purdy, years ago, back in 1996, in fact, wrote a paper in 1999, and he sent me a copy of it, where he, in fact, found that it is catalytic in the synergism of development of things like cow's wasting disease, CJW, elk's disease. And this has been put all over the planet in forested areas. The purpose, we believe, in fact, was to give elk and wild fauna things like something that, in fact, would misfold a protein, because manganese will do that. It misfolds a protein and, in fact, creates things that are just like Alzheimer's in humans, which could be a root cause for that as well. Mm-hmm. None of that is crazy. That has all been proven over in the UK. So there's something going on here, and I'm just hoping that on I wrote you earlier, isn't it amazing that if you got this massive wheat die-off, or what looks like a massive wheat die-off, Monsanto just rolled out their wheat, their genetically mutated wheat. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's one word that you have to get yourself away from, and it's called coincidence. That word does not exist. Coincidence is a two-sided coin with heads on both.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm reminded, it seemed to me that we have a caller here. Let's take a call first, and I want to come back. So this is regarding the fires that are occurring. But in the meantime, we have Judy in Idaho holding on. Judy, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate hearing both of you on tonight, and I did want to just reiterate what Michael said about Dane Whittington. I went up to his home about 3 years ago. I lived in Redding, California for 35 years, mm-hmm. and when I heard he was involved in the chemtrail issue there with the Board of Supervisors and so forth, when I went to visit family, I visited with him up there on the ridge at his home. And by the way, just so that you know, it isn't actually on Mount Shasta. It's about an hour south of there. But from his home, you can view and see Mount Shasta.
Mm, yeah, and, that's a beautiful area. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And you can see Shasta Lake there. It's absolutely beautiful. And the road up to his place is a paved road. And what they did do is they did close this with the gate, like Mike said. And the few residents that lived in that area have been using this taxpayer-paid road for decades. And so for them to close this off so that they had to use another brutal dirt road that's 5 miles is the way that Dane explained it. And when I received an email from him on this also. So anyhow, I just wanted to tell you that this is what is happening there, and I wanted to let you know that it is in an actual ridge that is not right up there at Mount Shasta. So the flight pattern over there, and when you're up there, the day I was up there, the sprain was very heavy. I have a granddaughter that lives there that is 13 years old that has severe asthma, and I really contribute that to the chemtrail sprain.
Yes. From your perspective, Judy, why do you think they're spraying this across the country?
I hate to say this to people, but I really think it's to make us sick and depopulate us. I really feel that way. That's about, after 10 years of researching it myself, this is what I think that they're doing. I think they believe in depopulation, and this is just one of the other ways to do it. It's just like putting fluoride in the water to make us sick, and the other ways that they have of doing things. So I just think chemtrail spraying is another way of doing it. I don't say it's for global warming or any such thing. I really feel like, in everything I've read and researched, I just come right out and tell people, I think it's depopulation. It's affected my voice. I started losing my voice. And I noticed the days that I would not have a voice would be the days that I was being sprayed. So it's been about 5 years now that I don't have a very good voice anymore.
Well, I want to, this isn't a commercial, but I recommend you get in touch with Michael Anthony on that issue. Go to my website, directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, and there's a Michael Anthony page there. His information is there. Just give him a call. Send him an email. You can call and talk to him.
I appreciate that. And Michael has some good remedies, too. When I drink that Willis water, that does help. I didn't drink any tonight because I really wasn't expecting to call in. I knew my voice was bad, but I just thought I would call in about Dane. He's a wonderful person, and he is very brilliant, just as you are, Michael, and Don, both of you. He knows what is happening up there, and it is just a shame. And it's happening all over. It's happening here in Idaho. Every place I've lived, I've seen it. Every place I travel.
I'm glad
that this film is out there. People can watch this and learn more about it if they don't know about it already.
Yes, yes. Well, I appreciate your call. Do you want to ask Michael a question or make another comment before we let you go?
Well, I can't think of any now. I know you have some other things to talk about, and it's getting late, so I'll let you go on and talk about those.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Well, Judy, thank you much. It was great hearing your voice. Even though it's cracking, that's okay.
Yes, at least it's
still
there.
Sounds great. I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Oh, you too. You
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Mike, there you go. Judy's well-informed. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, you betcha.
She hit the nail right on the head.
One of the top drawer people in this United States to be on top of things, and she is a wonderful person, wonderful family, and very, very well connected to the people who count. There's a difference between people who be connected. I know she thinks of politicians, and as I do.
Yeah.
Not much. We don't think of much on them. But anyways, it was great that she called in and verified that. You know, I think that we've done what we needed, and we'll continue doing it, Don. In fact, just keep calling out these what looks like isolated incidents. But, you know, Ruby Ridge started out as an isolated incident, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And I know he's concerned about that, Waco and other events like that too.
Correct.
These are highly publicized events, but there have been many, many other events like this.
Yeah, and, because they don't stop. They do not stop.
Yeah.
It's just like they're carrying out marching orders. That's, as I said before, the CIA, in fact, highly infiltrated the U.S. Forest Service years ago, and they're still there. They've corrupted that just as the DOD, in fact, has been corrupted at the Pentagon by these same types of beings. I refuse to, in fact, to be respectful and call them human. They're not. But if the populace, the general populace, can't believe that, well, that's okay. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
We do know who they are. We've seen the evidence. and we know, in fact, who we're battling, and we know their shortcomings. We know what their powers are, and we know how to, in fact, take them down. And that's what we're going after. We're going to come after them.
Yes. Well, I want to give people an opportunity to reflect on what we talked about. Sometimes music is a good way. If you would stay with us, Dr. Mike, before we close out the show, listen along with me and everybody around the world who's tuned in tonight. This is Eric Clapton and his River of Tears.
disappeared without a trace. A year from now, maybe settle down. When no one knows my face, I wish that I could hold you one more time to ease the pain. But my time's run out and I got to go. Got to run away again. Still I catch myself thinking, one day I'll find my way back here. You'll save me from drowning down in a river.
You know, Dr. Mike, you may wonder why I chose this song. Well, I know it can open a person's heart, and it'll open up. I know it's opened the hearts of the listeners tonight.
Yes.
With this dark topic that we talked about. But, you know, these can be tears of joy, too. All tears don't have to be sad. And some of you who've gotten on your knees and prayed to God, Dr. Mike, you know this very well, as much as I know you, as well as I know you, that, you know, you reach out to God, you pray to God for answers, and you come to the understanding that the answers are within us. Would you like to either comment on the song or what I just said, or both?
Well, the song, I was sitting there thinking, you know, you said review in a way what we have talked about this evening. For some reason, I've got a lineage, an ancestral lineage, and it goes to the Shawnee of Ohio. No, I never went down and see Tecumseh. I've not done that because I think he's portrayed in a different way for a commercialism aspect. It just drives me crazy. But, you know, I know that he suffered, the Shawnee suffered greatly because they were forced by the same government that we're talking about today. It's got the same primordial lineage, the same background. They were bluecoats. They, in fact, forced the Shawnee and the Cherokee and other tribes to march out west, and that was called the Trail of Tears. I just want to tell the ladies and gentlemen listening this evening, they can do that again. And I see them setting up to do that. They're setting up to, in fact, march us to camps camps that we know are here and they're there. They're down your street. They are around. What are they going to do with all those? If you believe what you hear, or if you think that these are some type of shelters, oh, have a nice day.
Shelters from what?
residential homes for homeless people, and possibly they had thrown out there for illegal aliens and those types of things. They've just tried so many fundamental tricks to get people just to ignore this. Don't pay no attention to it. This trail of tears, my friends, could happen again. You've got to stop being compliant. How do we take down this tyranny? It starts with something that a very good friend of mine, Al Whitney, has been hammering on. We've got to start by taking this out of a corporation, because this is what is attacking us, not just the gov. This has got to do with corporations. The corporations, in fact, this is a crossover. This, call it fascist, if you can understand what that word means. But this, in fact, is the epoch of what they're, in fact, going to do. Because not only do these corporations want to exterminate all humans and their seed, they've already got uranium in the water. You've seen the expose that's been on True TV about that with Jesse Ventura. It's real. But we also now know that they're putting depleted uranium in the waters, along with things such as lithium carbonate, something that causes the brain to be actually psychotic. And it is extreme level one neurotoxin, even though lithium in other forms, in fact, will actually help you reverse damage done to the neurons in the brain. It's not that complex, but they're putting this in there because they're trying, well, they've got fluoride in there. They're just trying to build this thing to the point where you really cannot recognize the difference. And that's where we're at today. Mm-hmm. So many just, in fact, feel that the matrix is, in fact, the only thing going. It's all about the money. And once they get all yours, well, you're on your way out. So what Judy said is exactly what just this one facet, the breathable air column, it's about extermination. It's about depopulation. But it's not just depopulation of just humans made in his image kind. It's also depopulating all the foliage, all the fauna, and transmuting it with some replicated form, a pseudo form of life, genetically mutated foods. It just goes down the same pipe. This is all corporations. It's all patented. So anyways, just stop being compliant. Let's nullify the 14th Amendment just for a good kickoff. Let's nullify this. And we've got to get that message around, or we're not going to be able to get out of this tangle web.
Yeah.
Because they're using all this against us. So anyways, that's what I like to say. And Don, bless your heart, my friend, for in fact allowing me to be on a radio show that my voice can be heard across this great world. It is still a great world. But man, it's really getting dark out there. It's really getting dark.
Your voice is going out into the galaxy as well. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's just thanks to you, my friend.
Well, not thanks to me.
Never would I have ever guessed that.
You know,
but when I pray, there's one thing that I am, in fact, encourage others to think about just a little bit. We've all been trained. Now, I know it's not just one thing, but just think about this for a moment. The Bible was interpreted and translated, and I know that the translations had a lot to do with certain types of people back then, including the Catholic Church, including these churches that there's been a lot of expose on just who are these ones that, in fact, I thought were like holy, or they're representing deity, or they were deity, or what is this? Okay. But they've got this word in there. The only word that's ever bothered me in the Bible is when the use of the word amen. Now, we've talked about this before. I just talked about it on True Show just this past Monday night. Well, last night. It's just the use of that word. seems to, in fact, put itself directly into the pathway of your praying to the God of all creation and his son, Jesus Christ. And by the way, those others that are out there, the galaxy, the Baoqui, the humans that are out there, they came in the name of Christianity. You can't lie about such things and get away with it. So they came in the name of Christianity. So, but when you pray, pray to God Almighty, the Creator, and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Why do you turn around and give praise to an ancient pagan sun god named Amen? I believe that that has been purposely taught as long as we've been in any type of school, any type of religious class, any type of one. We're taught to even sing praises by using the word Amen. Yeah. I would like to make a suggestion to everybody that they, in fact, just stop using that word for a while and, in fact, transplant it with whatever you would like. So, but I would suggest that you give praises to God.
So be it is what it's alleged to mean. Just say, so be it.
And make there you go.
An affirmative declaration. You know, while you were talking about all of this, the aspects of all of this corruption and what's going on, the way they, first of all, the word con is in all of this. Constraints. Okay. It's very constraining what they're doing. It's inconvenient. Okay, these are inconveniences. They're troubles mm-hmm. and difficulties caused to our personal requirements or our comforts. Our comfort level is constantly threatened.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Conspiracy. I mean, it's every just about every word I can think of with the word con in it describes what's going on. Now, if you want that to stop, mm-hmm. you declare it. You pray. You open up your heart. You reach out to the Creator, and you thank him for the gift of life, and you thank him for this great opportunity in these historical times, where spiritual warfare, which is the true nature of what's going on, will occur. It has been occurring already. Let's not pretend that it's not going on. And
correct.
And it will be reversed. The pendulum is swinging in the other direction now, and they know it, and they are very concerned about that.
Very good. I use the word concepts in association with my last name. That's what I've always called my business and my company is concept, but that's conception in a different way. It's got nothing to do with anything synthetic, but I think that's an exception to the con thing.
Well,
but,
you're using
anyways, I
non-condescending version of that word.
Boy, when you get on something, you just go on a roll, don't you? That's great. We do that on the phone all the time. Well, anyways, I do want to take just a moment and thank everybody out there for hearing what I had to say this evening. We'll just keep bringing you these incidents as they happen and tell you what we're trying to do to, in fact, to abate them, to mitigate them. And all you've got to do is quit being compliant. Quit being compliant. I'd suggest that you also, in fact, take a look at anticorruptionsociety.com. Al Whitney has got a very, very good expose there on just exactly what that is. And I'll tell you, she is really good at her history. Oh, wow. American history? Well, I'd like to have teachers like her and Truott to teach us, because they're so good at, in fact, looking at where we started getting really screwed as humans in this great nation, and how the whole thing would just kept turning upside down, and how they went into corporatism because they, in fact, obfuscated and killed the word nullify. That was something that was doing prior to the Civil War. Everybody talked about that. Well, guess what? It just absolutely vanished. It vaporized, and they replaced it with the word corporation. I would just suggest people, in fact, take a look at this. This is the only way we're going to be able to break ourselves out of this tangle web, because it starts at the state level. All these agencies, the EPA, all of them, every single one of them, Al Whitney, in fact, has sent me verifiable evidence that they're all corporations. They're all corporations for profit. So we've got a lot of work to do. We can do more than just sit around and, in fact, go, oh, woe is me. Well, everybody else is breathing this air. But no, I want to stop the chemtrails. I want them to halt. I wrote a something years ago, Don, as you know, that in fact could stop that. The Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act, it's out there. Anyone can use this, but we have got to stop being compliant and start demanding. And I just keep saying that. So anyways, Don, thank you very much for having me on the show tonight. I always look forward to coming on because I know I get to talk a little bit.
Well, in closing, I'll make a comment on top of what you just said and say that I can foresee in eternity that their fruits for their labors, and I'm speaking about those that have set up this repressive system, will be nothing less than total condemnation.
That comes right from the Bible, and I hope they got teeth, because God said that, in fact, those that hurt the little ones will be thrown, cast into the waters with a millstone around their neck. Well, you know what? I remember millstones because I used to be in the paint business, and I learned how they used to make paint, and they would use grinding stones and millstones. Well, those things are heavy, but I also know that they're going to be cast into outer darkness with wailing and gnashing of teeth. Ooh, that doesn't sound pleasant at all. But that's what's going to happen to them if they don't, in fact, just change their heart. And we can't go one day without having that prayer being said. So, again, thank you, Don. And I do want to take just a moment and wish everyone a very joyous, merry Christmas when it gets here. But this is the season to, in fact, to be joyous about the birth of Jesus Christ. And that is very significant throughout the world. I mean, our dateline is still in the mode of using that as the since A.D., Anno Domini. So it is significant. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, Dr. Mike Castle, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for delivering this important message this evening. And I want to let the listening audience know you'll be back with us on Wednesday, the 15th of this month. So I look forward to seeing you. Got to say goodnight, though. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our guest, surprise guest, Dr. Mike Castle, and yours truly. Want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. And I want to throw out a special thank you to Judy, who called in affirming what Dr. Castle was saying. I ask for everyone's prayers for the Dane Wigington family. We also want to keep in our hearts and our thoughts and prayers those from the United Galactic Federation Galaxy of Hendon. Karen, Bob, and Bill, Sheila, Sylvia, David, Crenshaw, Zachariah, Jill, Kayla, another crew, Kayvon, Kelta, Katra, Susquehanna, and Sayron. Those are just a few of the many, many thousands of people that are praying for planet Earth and all the good things that can be a reality here. And we want to thank them at this very important time for all the work that they are doing. We don't have to see them to feel their presence. With that, I want to thank you for tuning in to Evident Footprints tonight. And join me tomorrow night when I have a new guest that's not been on the show before. You may be familiar with him. He's a documentary film producer and a documentarian. His name is Clint Richardson. He'll be my guest tomorrow night. So be sure to tune in for a very important and educational show. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light. And, oh, I almost forgot. Got to say my good nights to the folks over at BBS Radio. Want to thank Don Newsom on the sound tonight. Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And again, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.